With fall just around the corner, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service and Agriculture Research Service in Alabama is reminding growers now is the time to be thinking about cover crops.
If they're intending to plant cover crops this fall, I'd like to see them go ahead and try to secure their cover crop seed that they intend to plant, so that way they're ready to go when the planting window opens up.
That's Kip Balcom, research agronomist at the National Soil Dynamics Lab in Auburn. He says one of the most beneficial things when it comes to planting cover crops is being timely.
Our planting window is probably mid-October to the week of Thanksgiving, and this gives growers, you know, about a six-week time frame, an ideal situation. But if they have weather and so forth that they can't control, they can come back and still get it done. It's just the biggest emphasis is making sure that they plant the cover crops on time.
But Balcom also encourages growers to consider applying nitrogen to their cover crops to enhance biomass and subsequent soil health benefits. But overall, he feels the number of acres going to fall cover crops has increased.
You know, NRCS has this big push with soil health, and I think it's making a difference. You're starting to see cover crops in places that you have not seen in the past.
And Balcom explains the collaboration between NRCS and the ARS.
I think they have a very mutually beneficial relationship. From our standpoint with ARS, we, of course, are doing research related to cover crop management, cover crop systems, and so forth, trying to identify practices that are going to work the best from an agronomic standpoint, weed suppression control, things like that, and, of course, cost. So hopefully when we look at these things across the different scenarios, we're able to identify the ones that are going to be the most profitable. And therefore, NRCS can pick up that information and either convert it into conservation practice standards or use it just direct one-on-one contact with the growers.
To learn more about fall cover crops, just contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.